While Emma and Dylan get ready for our final round, it's time for us to play a game. This is Mystery Guest, or should I say Mystery Ghost. That's right. It's time for the spirit of Quizmas yet to come. A stranger is about to join us on stage. Jonathan and Scrooge have no idea who this person is or what she does. Today, I only know the answer. Mystery Ghost, please introduce yourself.
My name is Sonia Ortiz, and I have an interesting job.
All right. So, Jonathan and Scrooge, you have to ask Sonia yes or no questions to try to figure out what her interesting job is.
Okay. I will begin. Does your job have to do with hating Christmas?
No.
Okay, I'm going to be at a disadvantage for this one.
It's a good question. It narrows it down.
I made it easy for you.
Yep, thank you. Do you have a job where you interface with customers, with the public?
Yes.
Okay.
Is your job charitable in nature? Does it involve like with a charity or giving, you know, good guy stuff?
No.
Good.
Sonia, do you make something?
I'm going to say
yeah.
You would answer yes to that.
Yes.
Yep. Is it a tangible product?
No.
Do you make ideas? Do you just suggest ideas to people?
Yes.
What?
You could do that? You can have that kind of a job?
Mm-hmm. Just a reminder that she's the ghost of the future, if that is at all helpful.
Oh, this is some online nonsense or digital silliness.
Are
you a tweet? Are you yourself a tweet?
That's not how it works. That's not how it works, Scrooge.
It's a yes or no question. Are you a tweet?
No.
Are you involved with futurism, with predicting things that are going to happen?
Yes.
Oh! Stars? You into, like, star maps?
Yes.
But primarily? I mean, is that what we're...
Yes.
Astrologist?
Yes.
Are you an astrologer?
Yes, yes.
Yes, that is correct.
That is correct.
Sonia is a diviner whose horoscope columns appear in the women's magazine's Bust and got a girl crush.
Cool.
All right. So, Sonia, how did you get into divination?
My mother is obsessed with horoscopes and has some experience with it herself. However, her very good friend taught me everything about tarot, astrology. I've been doing this now for like 25 years, but I studied with her for about 5 years.
Okay, so do you believe in it?
Yes.
Okay. So do you think people should read their horoscope and believe in them and take them at face value?
No.
What should they do with their horoscopes?
It's a tool, like with anything else. How can I put this without offending anyone in the astrological community? It's just a suggestion.
Okay.
It's a suggestion. Don't take it literal. They're mostly fun. They're for fun. And they give good advice, but advice, you know... Like with anyone, like a close friend giving you advice, you don't have to take it to the whole level. Like
you should still incorporate it into your own life, however that's meaningful.
Yes.
Is it ever scary?
Sometimes, yes.
And what do you do?
I, you know, tell them, because you should. You can't really hold anything back.
Yeah.
But I also tell them that, you know, I think with the way I do astrology too, I look into possible futures and I'm like, well, everything your trajectory shows that this could very well happen, but you have the power to change it.
Mm-hmm. Optimistic.
Deep Scrooge, isn't it? You have the power to change it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. Everyone give it up for our mystery guest, Sonia Ortiz.